As you guys know, I have loved raising kids. I did it paid. I did it as a nanny, and I loved being an aunt, and I was able to become a stepmom before a biological mom. And today's episode is kind of dedicated to the blessing of being a stepmom. So let's cue the theme song. Let's
You're
go.
listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for pressing play on this episode. Today is one of my children's birthday, and it got me thinking about the gift and blessing of motherhood. But on top of that, it goes a little bit deeper for me. So my mom had multiple step parents, and she, because of that, had a lot of different perspectives and perceptions on what it was like to be a child of divorce. So her advice and her experiences definitely helped prepare me to blend a family. And the really unique thing that I wanted to share with you today in really just gratitude for intention. And I have the blessing to parent a child that isn't here all the time. And you might be thinking, like, why is that a blessing? I truly don't know much about his life when he's not here. I create a life with him when he is here. And you can certainly see the power of intention in that positioning. And it's been so fun to build a relationship with him and to get to know his interests, his talents, his mindset, his perspective, and his position in our family has been a huge blessing. And I often think about, I feel bad for people that get divorced, but obviously, divorce. Consequence of divorce blessed my life immensely. So as I am celebrating this child, celebrating a child's birthday today, something that really sticks out to me is the gift and blessing to be intentional about motherhood and my responsibility of parenting. And I am so grateful for it, and I hope that I can always live up to the responsibility of intention as a parent, because it is so easy to become a kid's friend and let them do what they want, right? And you've heard me say this many times on my podcast, quoting my older sister, lazy moms do all the work. So it could be really easy just to not teach my children responsibility and just do it for them. But intentionality has such a forging power in this life that it would be a disservice if we didn't teach it to our kids. So I hope that as you're going throughout your week, you can look at the world around you and think about the things you don't have control over, and think about how they affect you, and then think about the intention that you do have power over in those circumstances and take serious action. All right, you guys, love you. Peace out.